So take a moment to straighten up and settle into a posture that is comfortable to you. And allow your attention to freely float throughout your entire experience. Another way of saying that, if it's more helpful, is to place a little bit of your attention in visual experience, a little bit in auditory experience, and a little bit in somatic experience, so that you're ready to catch any sensory event that comes to your attention. And when you become aware of a sensory event, notice it. Know that you're noticing it. Throw your attention on it. And if you want to label it as either see, hear, or feel. And then soak into it. Listen, watch, or feel that experience for a few seconds. And then release your attention and allow it to be drawn again. Might be to the same thing, it might be to something different, it might be to the same modality but a different experience, might be a different modality, might be the very same experience, doesn't matter. If more than one thing comes up at once, just pick one to focus on for now. And try to let everything else just be in the background. Not ignoring it, we're not pretending it's not there. We're just choosing to focus on one thing at a time. See, hear, or feel. Internal or external. Subtle, obvious, doesn't matter. If there's a period in which you're not aware of anything in particular, just enjoy that moment of peace and quiet. And at some point, something will draw your attention again. Don't get caught up in the label if you're not sure where something falls. The label is there to help you, not to hinder. If you want to have your eyes open, it's fine to be looking around. It's also fine just to have a soft gaze, sort of out of focus. It's fine to jump between the two. In addition to hopefully being interesting and exploring what our moment by moment experience is, this technique and any meditation technique is also training our concentration, clarity, and equanimity skills. Concentration, because whenever we get distracted, we come back again, training our minds to come back. And to come back, and to come back. Clarity, because we are distinguishing between different kinds of experience. Maybe noticing more subtle experience than we might otherwise. And equanimity, because we're allowing whatever comes up to come up, not trying to change experience. And also allowing distractions just to be in the background. Not judging ourselves when we get distracted and have to bring our attention back. All of that's building equanimity. And because any meditation technique builds these skills, and since you do meditation on a regular basis, whether that's every day or once a week, doesn't matter. You are fulfilling the requirements of turning the states of concentration, clarity, and equanimity into traits. So see here or feel. If you find that you've become distracted, see if you can label or determine which modality the distraction is in. Are you lost in a train of thought? That would be see or hear, if it's visual or auditory. Are you listening to a sound? That would be hear. And then bring your attention back to the whole experience. Begin again. Every time you let go of something and allow yourself to be drawn, you are beginning again. Remember that emotional type sensations are feel. If you're feeling sleepy, that could be in any of the modalities. See if you can identify that experience. See, hear, feel.